The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Ches, and we will begin two lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Mishnah on daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, which said, Eilu dvorim she'en lohem oyno, ha'avodim v'hashtorois v'hakarkois v'hahekdeshois. So we spoke outrage regarding Ein Oino the Karkois and an extension thereof, Ein Oino Ba'avodim, Shtoris and Hekdeshois. But the Gemara, yesterday's daf, into today's daf, is discussing the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that in addition to these things having in common that the laws of Oino do not apply, Ein Lohem Tashlume Kefal, V'loi Tashlume Arba V'chamisha. Additionally, Shomer Chinah Meinoi Nishba, if someone's a Shomer Chinah, he's watching an Eved, Shtar, Karko, or Hektish. He now tines Gnei Vaveda, whereas an ordinary Shemichina would have to swear Shvur Deiraisa, Shvur Sashoimrim, that it in fact was stolen or lost, otherwise he would have to pay. Someone that's watching one of these things would not have to pay. A Noisa Socher in the Mishalim. Additionally, the Mishnah said, a Noisa Socher, Shoim Socher, that pays Gnei Vaveda, would not have to pay if Eved, Shtar, Karko, or Hektish was stolen. And then the Mishnah concluded and said, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kachim Shuchai Bachriusam, Yeshlam Oino, Vashaini Chai Bachriusam, Eilam Oino. That it's not true, not all Hektish was created equally. Rav Shimon says, this Hektish, a Chai of Bachriusam, such as if somebody says, Hare Olai Oilo, and then he's Mafish a Karban Oilo, where the Halacha is, it's a Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah, that if this carbon is lost, it's stolen, something happens to it, he's chayev b'achrayis. So even though the animal itself is hektish, but being that he's obligated to replace it, it's considered mum and hedyet, thus it's treated like hedyet, it's only kachim she'enei chayev b'achrayasim, such as somebody that says, harei zu oilo, where the halach is that if something happens to this animal, he won't be chayev b'achrayis, it's only there that it's treated like hektish, that you have the halacha, that there's no oino, there's no tashlumei kefal, tashlumei arba v'chamisha, and that a shoy mechinam wouldn't swear, a shoy mesocha wouldn't pay. Says the Gemara, shoy mechinam einu nishba, v'rimin, I'll ask you a kasha, is that true? That there's no shvuos hashayimim by hektish, a mishnah in mesechtish shkolim. There were people that lived in a city. They appointed a shliach. The Gemara thinks at first that we're discussing a shomer chinam to take their machzis hashekel and to bring it up to the makam hamikdash. V'nignavu, it was stolen. Oisha avdu, it was lost. Says the Mishnah. In mishen nitruma hatruma, if the first truma salishka had already happened at the time that they discovered that it was lost. It was already after the first truma. We'll see in a minute what that means. Nishban l'gizbar. Then the halach is that the shomer chinam has to swear to the gizbar that it was in fact lost and stolen. And as long as he swears, everything is okay. The imlav, if they discovered that it was stolen or lost before the truma salishka, then nishban l'bnei ha'ir, then the shluchim have to swear to the bnei ha'ir, u'bnei ha'ir shleik l'nacherim tachtem. The bnei ha'ir are going to be obligated to give a second machzis hashekel. Nimtzu, let's say they find now the original machzis hashekel after they already were mafresh a new machzis hashekel, oishe hichsir maganovim, or if the ganovim returned it, elu ve'elu shkolim him, they're both considered machzis hashekel, vein oin l'shana abon, you can't use it for the following year. Either way, you see from this Mishnah that it's possible for someone to be a shomer on Hektish. In this case, we're discussing Machzis HaShekel, and the halach is he's going to be Chayev Shvua. Depending on when they found out that it was lost or stolen, that would determine whether the Shliach swears to the Gizbar or he swears to the Bnei Yair. But the bottom line is, we seem to be dealing with a shomer who's swearing Gnei V'Aveda, presumably a shomer Chinam, because he's the one that always swears Gnei V'Aveda. I'll call upon him, although we're dealing with Machzis HaShekel, which is Hektish, the Mishnah says clearly that is a chiyuv shvuah. Now, before we go weiter, just a little bit of context to this Mishnah so we can properly understand these next few lines of Gemara, and that is, once upon a time, there was a mitzvah saseh da'iraisa for every single yid to be mafrish a machzis hashekel. The machzis hashekel that we give today on Tainus Esther is only a zecher for the mitzvah saseh da'iraisa that was once upon a time incumbent upon every yid. The purpose of the mitzvahs machzis hashekel and the proceeds of the machzis hashekel went towards funding the karbonos tzibur. There were karbonos that were brought every single day, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim. Additionally, there were musafim that were brought on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif, and there were karbonos tzibur. That meant every single yid had a chelik in those karbonos. How did every yid have a chelik in every karbon? It's not possible. What they would do is they would collect, they would raise machzis hashekel from every single yid. They would put it into a lishka. There were three times in the year that the kohanim would do truma salishka. They would take truma, like being mafresh truma from the lishka, it three times coincided with the three yomim tovim. It's three because it says the word truma three times in the parsha of machzis hashekel. Incidentally, the Rama says that's why when we give machzis hashekel, we give three. It's connected this symbol of three that you find permeates the idea of machzis hashekel. And the point is that the kohen that would take out the truma salishka, he would have in mind that every yid, whether he was tayrim yet or even if he wasn't tayrim yet, as long as he's going to be tayrim at some point in the future, this truma salishka or these karbonas that are being brought with this money should be oyla l'chol Yisrael v'Yisrael that did or will, it's a chiddush, that will be Torah machzis hashekel. It's interesting, the halach is that women were potter from machzis hashekel. Not just that, any person that was less than 20 years old, based on psukim in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, was also potter from machzis hashekel. It's based on that, Reb Kiveger in a tshuva, and Reb Kiveger in Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch says, that even though noshem achayiv in tefillah, and according to some rishonim, it's machlek is Rambam and Ramban, they're chayiv in tefillah deiraisa, but they're potter from musaf. Because the whole machzis hashekel is a zecher to the machzis hashekel that the yidin used to bring in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they bring the Machzis HaShekel? To finance the Karbonis Tzibur. Musafim were Karbonis Tzibur. Nashim were potter from Machzis HaShekel. That means they had no Shaychis to the Musafim. If they had no Shaychis to the Musafim, it's for that reason they're not going to be Chayim in Tefilas Musaf. The Velt says a Chumrut, it's brought down by many Poiskim, that it could be someone that's less than 20 years old. You're not supposed to send up someone that's less than 20 years old to daven Musaf for the Yomid. It's a briska Chumrut. But you're not supposed to do it, and the reason is because being that, again, the tefillas musaf is kineged the korban musaf, and to have a shaychus to the korban musaf, you had to be 20 years old. So you say, Meir, someone that's less than 20 doesn't have a shaychus to it. Either way, but there's one sif katan in the halachas of Chumas Halishka that's negated the sugya, and that is that although it's true that when the kohen was tayrim from the lishka, and he bought karbanos, it worked even for someone that hadn't yet given the machzis hashekel, someone that maybe was mafresh the machzis hashekel and it didn't arrive, but it was only true if the person that sent the machzis hashekel that was lost didn't know that it was lost before the kohen was tayrim. So if somebody sent the machzis hashekel, the shliach lost it, and the owner of the machzis hashekel knew that his machzis hashekel was lost, and afterwards the kohen was tayrim, then the kohen's truma didn't work on his behalf. If he didn't know about it, then it would work on his behalf. But either way, that's this halacha. We have a halacha, b'nei irsha shalchu ha-shekleim, v'nignu ha-shavdu. The Mishnah seems to say that the shliach is supposed to swear. It's the chakashon's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there's no shuas ha-shem, we're discussing hakdash. Amash Shmuel Shmuel said, hacha b'nei sasachar ha-skina. The Mishnah's not talking about a shem echinam. The Mishnah's talking about a shem esachar. If he's a shem esachar, why is he swearing? He doesn't swear. The reason he's swearing is he wants to get paid. And the only way he's going to get paid is if he swears. But the Gemara says, then why in one side in the Mishnah does he swear to the Gizbar? If the purpose of the Shvuah is, I'm swearing to demonstrate that what I said happened, and I want to get paid based on that, then who should he be swearing to? The Bnei Yair are going to pay him. The Gizbar never hired him. There's no reason for the Gizbar to have to, for him to swear to the Gizbar. Oh, my Rabbi said, you're right. Nishbarim the Bnei Yair, b'maymid Gizbarin. What the Mishnah means is, swear to the Bnei Yair in the presence of the Gizbar. Why? Ke'echid aloy nechashdinu, so they shouldn't be choshed him. V'inami ke'echid aloy likru l'poshim, they shouldn't call him a pesheh. Because in a scenario, it's possible that the Gizbar is going to end up losing out. So even though the Noisa Sacher really shouldn't be swearing to the Gizbar, we tell him to swear in the presence of the Gizbar. So like this, they wouldn't be Choshev. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. The Mishnah said that it was stolen. When he becomes a Shem Sacher, takes upon himself the responsibility to watch it. In the event that it's stolen, he'll be chayiv. We're dealing with hakdish over here. And a shem esachar, like the Mishnah said, is not chayiv gneva avedo, but a grayo mio laughs it. But at the very least, he shouldn't get paid. Meaning, to the extent that halacha is that a shem esachar is chayiv gneva avedo, even if he's not going to be chayiv physically, but what it means is that he's responsible for gneva aveda. So now if it was stolen, even if you can't be mechayiv because it's hektish, but at the very least he shouldn't be able to get paid. So you want to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about not a shem echinam. Shem echinam wouldn't swear gneva aveda because it's machzis hashekel, it's hektish. What the Mishnah is talking about is a shem sachar. And a shem esachar really is chayiv gneva aveda. So why is he swearing? He's swearing because he wants to get paid. A shem esachar from whom it was stolen, zichet, shouldn't be getting paid. Even if it's hektish, it doesn't matter.
Who said he does?
Why else is he swearing? The Gemara said that the reason he's swearing is to get paid. He's not swearing to not be chayv in Gneva Vaveda, because Noisa Socher is anyways chayv in Gneva Vaveda. The reason he's swearing is Lita Oscharim, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbah, so Rabbah said, you have to say Nigdabu Balista Mizuyin, Avdu Shatabas Vinasabayam. Maybe when it says Gneva Vaveda, the Mishnah doesn't mean a regular Gneva Vaveda, but what it very often means, Gneva Ba'oinis, Aveda Ba'oinis, Oinis of Noisa Socher is potter from, where it's negeya, then the shvua is not the shvua sashoimrim, because there really is no shvua sashoimrim when you're dealing with Akdish, but the Noisa Socher wants to get paid. So he's not saying Gneva Vaveda. If he was saying Gneva Vaveda, even though he's not chayef for Gneva Vaveda, at the very least he wouldn't get paid. That's what the Gemara says. Nay, the shlume loy mishalmi, he's for sure not going to get paid. Over here it was an Aveda, it was Ba'inus, he could get paid. Rav Yechanan says a different teretz. Again, the Mishnah is not talking about a Shemichinam, it's also not talking about a Shem Socher. Amani, Rav Shimon, he the Amar Kachim, Shechayeb, Bachriusim, Yeshlan, Oino, we're talking about, according to Reb Shimon holds Kachim Shechai Bachriyusam is treated like Hedyit. Machzis HaShekel is Kachim Shechai Bachriyusam. The reason it's Kachim Shechai Bachriyusam is because now that the Machzis HaShekel got lost, he's going to have to replace it. But the Gemara says that's not true. Hoteinach, that's good. Achloi Nitshma Truma. That's true. If it got lost before the Truma Salishka, like we spoke at earlier, that interesting halacha, that if it gets lost, you know it's lost before the Chumas Halichka, then the halach is you have to be mafresh again. So then Machzis HaShekel becomes Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam. But Mishanitrumah HaTrumah, if they found that after the Chumas Halichka, where the halach is you don't have to be mafresh in Machzis HaShekel, then Kachim Sheinichai Bachri Yusam Ninu. Then it's Kachim Sheinichai Bachri Yusam. You don't have to be mafresh again. The Tanya, it's a Braisa. Toymen Allah Avud. You could be Toyrim even for something that's lost. Meaning the Chumas Halichka works even for Machza Shekel, that's lost. Vala Govoy, Vala Asubig voice, Elamar Belozes, Rabbelozes said, a third teretz, Shvua Zu Takonis Chachomimi, the Shvua Zu Takonis Chachomim, Shlibne, other Mazalza Mekdesh. People shouldn't be Mazalza Mekdesh. Meaning, midday Raisa, there really would not be no reason for the Shomer to swear. We're talking about it was a Shemechinam. Shemechinam swears Gneva Vaveda, not by Hektish. Aye, why in this Mishnah is he swearing Gneva Vaveda? It's a Takonas Chachomim, Shloyehu Bnoi, Adam Mazalza Mekdesh. It's true, Midai Raisa. Oh, very good. So we'll see in a second. So it's true, Midai Raisa, you don't swear, but over here, Midai Rabbanan, you do swear. So the bottom line is, we had a halach in the Mishnah. Ashoy Mechinim is Ene Nishba. He doesn't swear Gneva Vaveda. There's no Shvuas Ashoyimim. That's only a mashal. There's no Shvuas Ashoyimim, period, when it comes to Eved, Shtar, Karka, and Hektish. Freak the Gemara Akasha from the Mishnah Masechtish Kolim, where you find that the Shliach who was appointed to bring the Machzis HaShekel up to Yerushalayim, if he lost the Machzis HaShekel, Gneva Aveda, he would have to swear. Depending on how it played out, he would swear either to the Bnei Yair or to the Gizbar. The bottom line is, you see that there is a Shvua. So the Gemara said three terutzim. One terutz is the Mishnah is not talking about a Shoy Mechinam. The Mishnah is talking about a Shoy Mezachar. If he's a Shoy Mezachar, why is he swearing? He's swearing because he wants to get paid. If he swears, he can get paid. If he doesn't swear, he's not going to get paid. It says Gneva Aveda isn't a Shoy Mezachar. It's talking about Nignav Ba'oinis. It was Nevad Ba'oinis. The second terutz that the Gemara said is Hamani Reb Shimini. You're right. He's a Shoy Mechinam, and he's swearing. Aya Shoy Mechinam doesn't swear by Hektish. Rav Shimon holds Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam is treated like Mammon Hedyit. This is Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam because if the Machzis HaShekel is lost, you have to replace it. It's for that reason, Bichai Shvua. The third teretz was Rav Elazar, Shvua Zu Takonas Chachamimi. It's a Shvua, Dirabanan, it's a Takonas Chachamim. Now, this last teretz, Rav Elazar, is brought down in the Rambam in two places. The Rambam brings it in Perek Beis Hilchas Schirus, and he brings it in Perek Hei Hilchas Toyin Vinitan. The Lashon Rambam is as follows. The Rambam says that even though the following is a list of things that you don't swear shvur deiraisa. Hakakois, v'ha'avodim, v'ha'shtorois, v'ha'hektations. And it's kedai to hear the Lashon Rambam. Afal pisho hoide b'miktsas, oy sheyesh olav eidechod, oy sheshomar, v'to'an tainas ha'shoimrim, ha'reze potter. So any one of the three shvuos deiraisas, whether we're discussing shvuos hoide b'miktsas, shvuos eidechod, or shvuos ha'shoimrim, the halacha is, eved, shtar, karka, and hektish, you don't swear. Shenemar, ki itenish al-re'eyu, prat le-hektish. Kesef ha'kelim, prat le-karkois, ulav adam sh'ugshu le-karkois. V'chein yotzu shtorish, en gufa mamim. The Al-Kulon says the Rambam, however, on all the aforementioned things, Nishba in Shfuas Heses, Im Hoysesham Tainas Vadai, Chutz Mena Hekdeshois, So the Rambam says a few things over here that's just important to be aware of. Number one, the Mishnah that says there's no shvuas hashomrim by Eved Shtar Karka and Hektish, it's all shvuas. Shvuas made by mitzvah, shvuas edach, shvuas hashem. The Rambam brings Rabbi Lazar's halacha that even though there's no shvuas deiraisa, but there's a takonas chachomim shlo yizalzul behektish. But the Rambam adds one piece that not all the Rishonim agree with. The Rambam says that the emes is va'alkulon. What's alkulon? Eved shtar karka also. Nishbo in shfuas heses. So even though the Gemara seems to say that it's only by hektish, you have this shfuas rabbanon, says Rambam, it's not true. Eved shtar karka also has a shfuas rabbanon, albeit shfuas hektish. But it's very clear in the Lashon HaRambam that the Rambam is being mechalik. Because va'alkulon, says the Rambam, shfuas heses. Chutz mina hektishos. Sha'aval pi she'eni chayv alein shfuas natoiro. This shfuas takonas chachamim. That means even though shfuas heses is a shfuas rabbanon, and shfuas hektish is a shvuah de rabbanon, but it's not the same shvuah. This is clearly a more chomer de geshvuah. It's almost treated like a shvuah de reisa. We learn masach de shvuah. You see a lot of chilukim between a shvuah de rabbanon and a shvuah de reisa. From the Rambam, it sounds like this is like more of a ke'en de reisa type of shvuah de rabbanon. Shvuah says is a prostitute shvuah de rabbanon. This is a more upgraded shvuah de rabbanon. It's a shvuah de rabbanon that works ke'en de reisa. You have to know halacha lemaisa. Maybe neiris tolka. Some of the chumras that you find by shvuah de reisa maybe would apply. So the Rambam is saying that even though Rabbi Lazar was Chadish, that there's a shvuah that every shomer has to swim in the rabbanon by hektish, it's not to say that by Eved Shtar Karka you don't. By Eved Shtar Karka you do also. But that would be a regular shvuas hesis, which has a lot of kulois associated with. This is already going to be a much more chamadig shvuah. But just two, but there's two additional interesting diyukim in the Rambam that's just worth mentioning. Number one, the Michas Chinuch is medayik l'shoynei hazav shel Rambam. You have to be a Michas Chinuch to make such a dik. Michas Chinuch wants to say that even though we have a whole sugi here that says that there's no shvuah deiraisa, when it comes to kachim, it's only kachim kadashim. Kachim kalim, there's going to be a shvuah deiraisa. Dafki kachim kachim, and he bases it on a sugi in the end of the first parak in Masechtas Bava Kama, a very very difficult sugi in the very end of the first parak in Masechtas Bava Kama. Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds that Kachim Kalin is Mamon Hedid, and being that it's Mamon Hedid, it's not really Mamon Gavoya. If it's not really Mamon Gavoya, so there's no reason there shouldn't be a Chiyah Shvua. Hektish, that's Mamon Gavoya, yeah. But there is a Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Now, the Chizchidach himself acknowledges that it's not clear in the Rambam whether the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yosi Aglili or not, the steers in the Rambam. But the bottom line is, says the Minchas Chinuch, that he believes regarding this halacha of Shvua de Raisa, that it doesn't pass by Hektish, it's only Kachim Kadoshim, it's not Kachim Kalin. What's his makar to say such a chiddush? He's medayik the lashon Rambam. When the Rambam brings this halacha that there's no shvuah deiraisa by hektish, the Rambam just says hektishos. He's not mechalik between kachim kachim and kachim kalam. The Rambam in Hilchas Gineva Perik Beis Halacha Aleph Hagoy Neves Hagoy Oy Shagonav Nichse Hektish Eini Mishalom Ela Hakerem Bavad. The makar is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Eved Shtar Karka and Hektish have a lot of things in common. There's no Oina. We're discussing now, there's no Shulas Hashoyim. One of the things mentioned was, there's also not going to be any Teshlum Mekev. Says the Rambam, V'chein ha-goynev kachim mi-beis baleyem, ben kachim kadoshim, ben kachim kalim, ben kachim she'en ha-bayin l'chay b'achriusam, ben kachim she'en ha-bayin b'achriusam, ha-reza potam and ha-kefal. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. And the Rambam says that it's negay all kachim, whether it's kachim kadoshim or kachim kalim, kachim she'en ha-bayin l'chay b'achriusam, kachim she'en ha-bayin b'achriusam. The makar to the Rambam, Perik Beis Halacha Aleph and Ilchus Gneva, is the Mishnah in Perik Hazov, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Makar to the Rambam's Lashon in Perik Beis Ilchus Chiras and Perik Hey in Hilchos Tayin Benitin is the Mishnah in Hazav, Bav Metziah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. It's the same Mishnah that says that Hektish doesn't have the halachas of Kefal, Hektish doesn't have the halachas of Shvuas HaShoyimim. But the Rambam, when he brings the two halachas, he presents it differently. In Hilchos Gneva, the Rambam goes out of his way to say, V'chein ha-goyin of kachim yibes baleim, bein kachim kodashim, bein kachim kalim. And in Hilchos Chiras, Hilchos Tayin Benitin, Rambam just says, Hektish. He doesn't say that even kachim kalim. Zoktim in Cheschinuch, a chiddush gadol. He believes it's bediktuk that the Rambam didn't say it. Because the Rambam could be held held that as it relates to the halachas of shvuas, not kefil, but as it relates to the halachas of shvua de'iraisa, we look at kachin kalin as mamon hedid. If we look at it as mamon hedid, there will be a shvua de'iraisa. Just one other Rambam that's worth mentioning, and that is the Rambam's yearly. So the Rambam throughout his Yad Chazaka sometimes says yearly, and wherever there's a yearly, you can almost bet that there's going to be a rivet on the side who disagreed, but either way, who saw it differently. But the Rambam says as follows, yearly, even though we just learned the sugya that says that there's no shvua de'iraisa, there's no shvua sashemim by hekdesh, and the noisis ocher is not mishalim gneva aved by hekdesh, but she'imposh hashemim b'avodim. But what if a shemir is a poisheya, not gneva aved? He was a poisheya ukayoyts behen chayiv l'shalem she'enoy potib v'avodim v'karkoyis v'shtoros elu midin agneva aved v'hamisach yoyts behen shema yishemir chinam al matalta v'nignoy avdu yishava u'bavodim v'karkoyis v'shtoros potim yishvu v'chinam ha yishemir ocher shem l'shalem gneva aved b'matalta v'n potim l'shalem be'evil. Ordinarily yishemir chinam swears, he don't swear. Ordinarily yishemir ocher pays, he don't pay. Avalim Pasha Chayiv L'shalem, and the Rambam gives a reason for it. Shekol HaPesheya Maziku, because when you're Pesheya, you're a Mazik. The in Hefrish Bein Din HaMazik Karka L'Din HaMazik Metaltalin V'in Din Emes Huzel HaMevinam U'boi Roy Lodom. So if you're a Maven Dayv Chakima B'Ramiza, the bottom line is, says the Rambam, he believes that this Hafkah and Arsugi is only regarding the Shvuah. It's only regarding Hashem Mesachar being chayv for Gneva Vaveda. But as it relates to Pshia, you're going to be chayv. The Ravid argues. And one of the kashas that the Ravid asks is, Vim emes huzeh, shamechina lama ene nishba al tanasa shloi pasha. Every shamechina, when he swears, has to swear three things. He swears, shvur shayna b'shusi, shvur shloi pashati ba, v'shvur shloi shalachti ba yad. To the extent that every shamechina is chayv in Pshia, by Evid Shtar, Karka and Hekdesh, then why doesn't the Shem Echinam have to swear Shvua Shalei Pashati? Either way, some very interesting Rambams. Number one, the Rambam says, all Evid Shtar Karka, you have to swear Shvua Hesis. This Rabbi Lazar, Shvua Zut HaKodesh Chachamim, is like a Kein Deiraisa that you have only by Hekdesh. Number two, the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Nun Zayin, incidentally, if you want to look it up, where the Minchas Chinuch says that it could be the Ptur of Hekdesh is only Kachi Kadashim, not Kachim Kalim, based on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And finally, the Rambam Shita that the Ravid argues with, that a Shemechinam and a Shemesacha, all Shemrim, even though they're Potter from Gnev of Aveda, but they will be Chayiv and Pshia, and the Rambam gives a reason for it. Shekol HaPesheya Maziku Ve'emesu LeMevinim, says the Rambam. Either way, some really nice rate. Noisesacha, Eidem Mashalim. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Chama asked Rabbi, is it true what the Mishnah says, that a Shoyim Asachar doesn't pay if he's watching Hektish and it was Niknav or Nevad? Tanan, but we learned to know, Vermin, I'll ask you a kasha, if somebody hires a worker, Lichmer Es HaParo, to watch the Paradumo, Lichmer Es HaTinek, or to watch the children that used to be Metafel with the Paradumo, Lichmer Es HaZroim, or to watch the Zroim, Halacha, in Mesechtes Menachis regarding the Karban Omer. The point is that Hekdesh hired a poyel, a worker, to watch something that halachically requires shmirah. So the halach is ein noischem loy schar Shabbos. You don't tell him to work on Shabbos. As a result, he doesn't get paid for Shabbos. Lefichach, says the Mishnah, ein achraya Shabbos olav. If something happens on Shabbos, he's not obligated to pay. Because being that he's not getting paid on Shabbos, he's not watching a Shabbos, he's not a Shoyim Misach. Hoyo Schir Shabbos. But let's say he was hired not daily rate, but rather a weekly rate, Schir Chodesh, or a monthly rate, Schir Shana, or he signed a year contract, or Schir Shavua, he signed a contract for an entire Shemitah. Who did that? Yaakov Avinu. Noisno Lo Yischar Shabbos. And then you're allowed to pay him on for the work that he does on Shabbos. And this is the halacha of Havla, Lefichach, being that he's getting paid for Shabbos, Achraya Shabbos Olo. So if something happens on Shabbos, he's getting paid for that day, he has a din of a Shoyim Asachar. But bottom line is, what do you see? That you can be a Shoyim Asachar, have achrayas. What does achrayas mean when you're a Shoyim Asachar? Chayv and Gnevi Vavedo, even though what you're watching is hektish. My love l'shalim, Tamar says loy, laughs is chari. Avada, Shoyim Asachar is not chayv. He's watching hektish over here. We're dealing with the paraduma, the tinoik, the zroim. We're not dealing with hedyet. We're dealing with hektish. And a Shoyim Asachar, like our Mishnah says, is potter from Gnevi Vavedo by hedyet. So what does it mean? Yeah, achrayas, not achrayas. It means, could he get paid or could he not get paid? Ihochi, but the Gemara says, it just doesn't work in the Mishnah. Because Reisha, Diktani, what did Reisha say? In Achraya Shabbos Olav, if he was hired to work daily, so on Shabbos he doesn't work, he doesn't get paid, and therefore, in Achraya Shabbos Olav. Now, if Yeh Achrayas, in Achrayas means not, is he responsible, but does he get paid or doesn't get paid, so in Achraya Shabbos Olav, therefore would mean, He's not going to lose out. He's going to get paid. You just said now that he's not getting paid. He just can't even read the Mishnah. Samar says, Ishtik. He was quiet when he heard this. Rabbi Yosef was quiet. He realized that, yeah. He says, no, do you have what to say? Amalei, hocha merav. Midi, how are you going to answer this braisa? Hafsid schor, achray Shabbos can't mean hafsid schor. So it seems to be a steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hashem Yisachar doesn't pay Gnev Aveda by Hekdesh. And here we seem to have a Mufurish Alacha that this poil, depending on whether he's getting paid Shabbos b'havla or he's not getting paid for Shabbos, that will determine whether he's chayiv gneiv aved or not. Al kaponim, you see that a shayim rehekdash is chayiv gneiv aved. So he told him back, b'shakonim yadai. B'chinam Rabbi Yechanan, b'shakonim yadai. And I kimta. This Mishnah is talking about b'shakonim yadai. What does that mean? Rashi says, it's talking about where the shayimer made a kinyin, he made a kabbalah, that if something happens, he'll be chayv. Meaning, ordinarily, a shayim esachas pot gneiv aved by hekdash. But let's say the shayim is mekabel on himself. He makes a kabbalah that if something happens, I'm willing to pay. Over there, he will be chayv. So it's true, ordinarily, you're potter. Over here, it's talking about a very specific circumstance. It's for that reason. What's the circumstance? He was mekabel al atzmei. What's shekonu miyadai? He didn't just make a kabbalah. He was mechazik the kabbalah with a maisa kinyan, like a chalipin, to strengthen this shibud that he now took upon himself, that he should be chayiv in the event that it's gneiv aveda. So ordinarily, you're not going to be chayiv, but if you're meshabed, you're nechosim, in that case, you're going to be chayiv. The Ktzois HaChoshin in Simen Shin Aleph, we won't talk about this now, but the Ktzois in Simen Shin Aleph asks Akasha, and he blights Sarachin. He says, we know the rule by Hekdesh always is, Amira Ligvaya, that means by hektish you don't have to do maisa kinyanim. If somebody says I want this to be hektish, it becomes hektish. Now ordinarily we're learning perek hazav now. This is the perek that at the very least began with hilchas kinyanim. Mois koinus, meshichas koina, chalipin, hagbah, all the different types of kinyanim. That's how you transfer something from one rishos to another rishos. But when it comes to hektish, you don't have to do anything. Amira lo is kimesir lahedit. That constitutes mesir. It's a freak the ktsois. If we're talking here about hektish, then why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say, and why did Rav Sheshes have to say, b'shekonu miyadai? Shekonu miyadai suggests that the way to create the shibud, Shem Yisachar is saying that even though I'm not really chayiv midin toira for gnev v'aveda, but I'll be meshabed myself. You know how? By doing a maisa kinyan. Who? Namasudr, we'll do a kinyan sudr, and that's how the shibud is going to be chal. Bishlam, the bayhedit, I understand. In order for the kinyan to be chal, the shibud to be chal, you have to do a maisa kinyan. But we're dealing with hektish. And by hektish, amir l'gvayas kemasir l'hedit. So if amir l'gvayas kemasir l'hedit, if I could say that I want this to be hektish and it becomes hektish, that means the kinyan can happen all day amir, then the shibud should also be able to happen all day amir. Why do we need bishakonim yadid? Ktsais plaid sarachin, there's more to this ktsais that we're not speaking out. But either way, the last. The next halach in the Mishnah was Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, I'm rekachim shchay b'achriusim yesh lamayno, v'she'en chay b'achriusim ein lamayno. Tani Tanak made Rav Yitzchak Barab. There was a Tana that said over the following braisa in the presence of Rav Yitzchak Barab. Kachim shchay b'achriusim chayev. He was saying the halacha in the parasha of Hashem Gezeilos. We had a lot of Hashem Gezeilos later. What's Hashem Gezeilos? Reuven goes over to Shimon. You owe me money. You stole money from me. Shimon says, no, I didn't. He swears that he didn't. And then he's moida. The halacha is he has to be keren chaymish. And he even has to bring a carbon asham. So the Tana said the following halacha. Kodshim shechayiv b'achriusim chayiv. You're chayiv asham gezeilois if the thing that is being claimed was stolen is kodshim shechayiv b'achriusim. And the reason is shani koiru b'hem b'ashem v'kichesh. She'enei chayiv b'achriusam, v'kotshim she'enei chayiv b'achriusam, potter, shani koir b'hem, ba'amisei v'kichish. In the parsha of Hashem Gezeilos, it says, nefesh ki secheta umalo mal b'ashem, v'kichish ba'amisei b'pikodon, oi b'sesumas yodai, b'gezel ha'yoshak esamisei. Now, Pasha is not talking about hektish, although it does say, umal mal b'ashem v'kichish. So this Tana said to Rabbi Yitzchak Barabba, the following chiddush, that I believe that the parsha of Hashem Gezeilos only applies to hektish, doesn't apply to hedit. Chiddush number one. Number two, not even all hektish. Only hektish shechayiv b'achriusam. But if it's kachim shechayiv b'achriusam, you don't have the parsha of Sham Gezeilos. And he based it on this pasuk. Umar mal b'ashem v'kichesh. It's v'kichesh b'ashem. So he said, again, two things. Number one, the whole parsha of Hashem Gezeilos only applies to hektish. And number two, kachim shechayiv b'achriusam. Because only kachim shechayiv b'achriusam is considered b'ashem. If it's not chayiv b'achriusam, it's considered amisai. That's already a head yet. By a head yet, there's no halacha of Hashem Gezeilos. So, Amalei. So Yisrael Rabbah told the Tana, klapi laya. It's just the opposite. Ibcha mistabra. Why? And Rashi says for two reasons. Number one, there's no way in the world you can tell me that the parasha of Hashem Gezeles only passes by Hekdesh. That's number one. It's really Rashi's number two, but let's call it number one. And number two, if you're going to tell me that the Makar, why it should only be Negei Hekdesh, is Bashem, that means the more it's Bashem, the more Svar you should be Chayiv in the parasha of Hashem Gezeles. What's more Bashem? Kachem Shechayiv Bachriyusam? Or kachem she'ena chayv b'achriyusam. Kachem she'ena chayv b'achriyusam. If you're chayv b'achriyus, that gives it a tzad hedit, that's what Shimon's Shita and Shas. That kachem she'chayv b'achriyusam is always considered mamen hedit. It's not considered mamen gevaya. So, freaked the Gemara, so Reb Yitzchak Barabba told him, it makes no sense. Number one, it makes no sense to tell me that Hashem Gezeles only passes for Hekdesh. And number two, if you want to go down that road, you want to darshan b'ashem v'kichesh, so what's more b'ashem? Kachem she'ena chayav me'achirusim. So how could you tell me kachem she'chayav me'achirusim? Yeah, kachem she'ena. So Amalei, the Tana told him, Ismaya, does that mean that there's something wrong with this braisa? Should we get rid of this braisa? Amalei, so he told him, loy, hochi kamar, you can tweak the braisa. The braisa meant as follows. Kachem she'chayav me'achirusim chayav, just the opposite. Kachem she'chayav me'achirusim yechayav, the israbu me'ashem ekichesh. Meaning, avada, hedyet, mom and hedyet, has the parasha of Hashem Gezeles. But from the word Bashem, which is followed by the word v'kichesh in the pasuk of Hashem Gezeles, we're marba. You know what we're marba? Even something that's hektish, to the extent it's a little bit like hedyet, will be marba, and we'll say that there's going to be a parasha of Hashem Gezeles. What's that? Kachem shechayav b'achriyusam. Because kachem shechayav b'achriyusam, although it's bashem, is more similar to mamen hedyet. V'she'en achayav b'achriyusam. If it's kachem she'en achayav b'achriyusam potter, the imit b'amisa v'kichesh. Because at the end of the day, it has to be amisoy. It has to be b'shos hedyet. So we're starting off that it has to be Rishos Hedyet. We'll be marbe from Bashem, something that's Bashem, it's hektish, but it's also Hedyet. That's Kashem Shechayav Machiyusam. Kashem Shechayav Machiyusam. Machiyusam is going to be in the Smite. The last halacha of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMoicher Sefer Torah. Somebody sells a Sefer Torah. Behema, or an animal. Margolis, jewelry. Ein lehem ayna. There's no halachas of ayna. Amru loy, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. Like Amru Ela Ezeilu. Evet Shtar Karka and Hektish. There's no ayna, the more lumdisha stuff. But as it relates to Hamaycha Sefer Torah, Behemu Margolis, over there, Ein Lam Ayna. Zok Tegemar Tani. Yehuda Ayman, Af Hamaycha Sefer Torah, Ein Lam Ayna. Even someone that sells a Sefer Torah doesn't have ayna. Levisha Ein Ketz L'damea. The reason is because there's no price to a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is invaluable. It's for that reason it doesn't make sense that there should be ayna. Behemu Margolis, Ein Lam Ayna. What about them? The reason is because sometimes a person wants to match a behema to a behema that he already owns. Or he's looking for, she's looking for a piece of jewelry that matches a piece of jewelry that the person already owns. So you're looking for the zivug of the jewelry, the zivug of the behema. So you're looking for something very specific, comes like karka almost, in another karkois. So now it doesn't pass ayna anymore, because if you want this, this can be worth anything. They told them, you can say that about everything. I'm buying dishes, I want it to match. You know, it's ein l'davar soif. Here it's more important to people. Rashi says, chaviv lo zivugan. The zivug is a little bit more chaviv. That kama says the Gemara. So what's, when you say there's no ayna? Up to double its price, you can charge a person, or at the very least, there's no ayna. Beyond that, there's going to be ayna. Tanya, if somebody sells a sus, a fed, v'sayif, or a sword, or a shield during wartime, because at that time, you really need it. It's wartime. You need your horse, and you need your sayif, you need your chatitum, you need your shield. So for that reason, you're not going to have the idea of ayna. Just one interesting thing. There's a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer where the Chasam Sofer discusses this halacha of Moicha Sefer Torah. The context of the tshuva is interesting. It's always interesting. The shaila that was sent to Chasam Sofer was somebody wrote a tzava. And in his tzava, he wrote that I'm giving all my svarim to two of my boys. Apparently he had a large family, but two of his boys, I'm assuming the boys that sat and learned, or the ones that he wanted to sit and learn, said, they're getting all my svarim. But he had also left the Sefer Torah, and he didn't write anything in the Tzava about the Sefer Torah. And the shaila was, do his sons that are getting the svarim also get the Sefer Torah? Was that included in what he meant when he said svarim? Or maybe svarim l'chud, and Sefer Torah l'chud. And the Sefer Torah, the Chasam Sofer says, was worth a lot of money. So there was a shayla that was brought to the Rav. Either way, Chasam Sofer has a whole tshuva. It's Cheshem Mishpat, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, where he goes through different sugis in Shas. When you say svarim, doesn't mean Sefer Torah. And he goes, Fakir, when you say Sefer Torah, doesn't mean Sfarim. And one of the areas that he discusses, this halacha right here, that a moicha Sefer Torah could be there's no din of aina. I'll just read to you one excerpt from the Chassam Sefer. Avol ha'emes yoyre darkle. Hodam miran Sefer Torah en keitz l'damim. This that Rabbi Yehuda said, that in case a Sefer Torah is invaluable, hainu mipnei chashivusai, it's the reason is because it's very chashiv, shekoyul kol ha-mitzvois, v'dinim, v'soidois ashayasa oisim ha-odam v'chai bahem. Because in the Torah is the soid for v'chai bahem. A person's shlissel to success in life is all in the Torah. So, how could you put a dollar amount on it? It's invaluable. V'oid, efsher, could be, mipnei shahoygo v'rogel b'sifrei koshaloi luma b'sefer acha. Sometimes a person's used to his Gemara, his Sefer Torah. And it's for that reason that it's very precious to him. Al-Kain Shavu Meicher Harbis. It's worth a lot to the Meicher. And you can't tell him now that if he sold it for a lot, he was over the Israel. No, because to him it was really worth that much. Either way, I'm forwarding a little bit. The Tanuch Bezman HaMishnah. So that's all good at the time of the Mishnah. Shayu Loim Demi Sefer Torah. Vadayin Loim Nichtav Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shabal Peh had not been written yet. Mashenkim Bezman HaPoiskim. But nowadays, shakosvu svarim v'lein higi lahagis b'sefer Torah. If I can't, people don't learn from a Sefer Torah. Imkein haravusu hu b'svarim tfeimi b'sefer Torah. He thinks that this line of Sefer Torah in case of the Amea passes more for the Torah Shabbat Peh than it does for the Torah Shabbat Ksav, because that's where the Yid is going to get the Asher Yasa Oysam Adam V'chai Behem. That's where you have this svarim that I'm used to my Gemara, my svarim. Al Kopanim says the Chassam Sofer, it's not a halach in a Sefer Torah, dafka, but it's halach in svarim. Now you find this idea in other places. What's another classic example? The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So there's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But the Rosh famously said that it could be Bezmanenu, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah with Svarim. He says, why? Because the real reason for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is people used to learn from the Sefer Torah. But he says, today people learn from Svarim. So it could be the tachlis of what Fa'at Kisvu L'chamas Hashira Azois is all about is related to Lahagris Batoira, and to have that which is koil kol ha mitzvos v'dinim v'soidos asher yaseh oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem l'shoni ha'zov shel Chassam Sofer. Bottom line is, that's one interesting one. Just one other thing, and we're concluding now the difficult part of Perek Hazov, first 2 weeks of it. But either way, the sugya of ayna as mamoin, so just one interesting thing. Bezman hazeh, do the laws of ayna apply? So it's not mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz, it's not like Shemitah, so l'chura, the halachas should be noted bezman hazeh. Yeah, you can walk into a grocery store and you can pay, right, $8 for a roll of sushi, or $14 for the, yeah, whatever. But the point is that you, based on what we see and experience when we go shopping, you wonder sometimes, are the laws of ayna in effect? So I looked around a little bit. I'll just tell you one marumakim. It's getting late early, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Reish Chav Zayin, that's where the halachas of ayna are and Chesh Mishpat, he says one thing based on a rush, and I saw the place can bring this Aruch HaShulchan, and this would seem to be, at the very least, the haschala for being Melech Yosher on the generation. And that is, Oy nirli davar echad midvarav l'kul. He's basing this on a rush. Ben minei schoyrois, she'en kol balichat. Read outside. Basically, what the Aruch HaShulchan says is that once upon a time, the Yid lived in the shtetl. And in the shtetl, things had a fixed price. A loaf of bread cost this, a tomato cost that, a bankel, a tish, this is what it cost. There was a very set price for what things were. In that world, if you would overcharge by a shtus, that's where you would have the halachas of ayna. But in a world where there are seicharim, and different seicharim have different business models, some people work on smaller margins, some people work on bigger margins, some have bigger overhead, some have less overhead, some people are charging you for the shopping experience. There's so many different variables and factors that go in to deciding how much a person is charging. He says, today you could buy things from all over the world. You can buy over the phone. I mean, he didn't mention online shopping, but that's obviously something that's very, very shchich bezmanenu. But the bottom line is, he said that in such a world where it's not so mikubal that this is the fixed price for this item, and to the contrary, everyone has his own business, the way he runs. You want to buy by me, buy. You don't want to, don't buy. But the bottom line is, there's no fixed price for the underlying items. It could be in such a world you wouldn't have the halachas of ayna. It's a very big kula. But either way, we now turn our attention to the sugya of ayna's dvarim, and this amid right here on Ches Amid Beis, and tomorrow's daf is from the more gishmaki daf in Shas. Zok the Mishnah, kishem shayna b'mekachum emkar, just like you have the halachas of ayna by mekachum emkar kach ayna b'dvarim. So too, there's a concept called ayna's dvarim, meaning you're not allowed to be mitzayer somebody in business, can't take advantage of him. You also can't be mitzayer somebody with dvarim. You have to be careful how you talk to somebody. For example, the Yom Aloy, don't tell a person, how much does this chefetz cost? You're messing with him because in his mind he thinks he has a sale and really he doesn't have a sale. And Moyer Baal Tshuva, another example, not a business example. Let's say you know someone that's a Baal Tshuva. Don't tell him, remember the days? No, you're not supposed to do that. If he's a ger, remember the way your fathers used to. It's interesting. Here, the Mishnah brings a pasuk specific about a ger. The Gemara is going to talk about that in the end of tomorrow's daf. Tanu Rabbanan. It says, but I know as dvar makasa medaber. It means I know as dvar. Atam even as dvar, but I know as mamin. Maybe it means I know as mamin. When it says vechistim piru memkel amisecha ikonami adam isecha, hare I know as mamin amur. It says already a pasuk for I know as mamin. Hamani mekayim loisaynu ishes amisai. Why did it say loisaynu ishes amisai? But I know as dvar. To teach me the lois asay of I know as dvar. In other words, there's two psukim almost in succession in parashas Bahar by the parashah of I know. The first pasuk is vechistim piru memkel amisecha. And then three psukim later, so why the Torah have to mention the Isser Oina twice? That's this price. One to tell me Oina's Mamin, and one to tell me Oina's Dvarim. Says the Hoketzar, examples. Our Mishnah gave a few examples. The price is Marchiv a little bit. If somebody is about Tshuva, don't tell him Schar Masecha Rishonim. If he was a Ger, let's see, was a Ger who's coming to learn Torah. Don't tell him Pesha Achal Nevelus or Trefus, Shkotzen Viramasin. This same mouth that ate nevelus and treifish shkutzim v'ramusim. Balu my Torah. You're now coming to learn Torah. Shenemra mipi hakvura. Emay yisurim ba'alav. If you see someone that has yisurim, emay chaloyim ba'alav. Ayshayim mekaver es banav. Al yomelei, don't tell him. Kiderach sh'amrei chaber le'iv. Like Eve's friends told him. Haloi yiroscha kisla secha tikvascha v'soim drachecha schorna mihu naki avad ve'ifa yisharim nichichadu. Eve perek dalet. Don't tell him that. Apparently what they were telling him was is that if you would have behaved more properly, these things wouldn't have happened. Bottom line is, don't say that. Let's say you know people that are looking to buy tefuah. Someone comes over to you. You know anyone that sells tefuah? He says, yeah, plenty, and that store has tefuah. You know he really doesn't have tefuah. You just, for whatever reason, you want to be mitzayir him. That's not something you should do. You shouldn't look at buying something if you really can't afford to buy it, or if your husband doesn't let you buy it. And the Brisa concludes that very often when it comes to Einas Dvarim, it's hard to say Einas Mamin is very black and white. How much did you charge him? How much does it cost? Is it Yosef Mishtos or is it not Yosef Mishtos? Einas Dvarim sometimes is a little bit more subjective. You don't really know what the person was thinking, but this is where the Torah mentions the Yoresim, like, hech, anytime it's a Dvar HaMasel Alev, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm letting you know that even though maybe people aren't onto you, but I'm onto you, thus you have the Yoresim Me'alekech. It's just one Ha'ara regarding this Brisa that we just said. The Brisa said, don't tell him schar masse avisecha. Im hoyger ubal my tayra al yemelay pesha achal neveloys vetreif shkatzen vera masen bag will my tayra shem beakvura. This mouth that once ate neveloys treif shkatzen vera masen is now going to go learn tayra. The mashon chlushi agad says that why did the brisa pick that oina? The pair that ate nevelus treifish kotsim v'ramasim. What about all the other averus that this ger did before he was megayer? What happened to those? So the Marsha says, poshet could be macholas asuris. You find is considered meisi tvei. You find that it's more motl sometimes. Taisa says throughout Shasta when the Gemara says hashto behemtim shol tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu meivat akol al yadam tzadikim matzmo lekolshkein. It doesn't mean all averus. It means dafka, like the stories by Pinchas ben Yair. It's dafka when it comes to macholos asuros, but not by other averus. Meaning macholos asuros is considered a little bit more chomer. So that's why we're mentioning here. You even were nichsol macholos asuros, and now you're going to go ahead and you're going to learn Torah. But the Pnei Yeshua says a different Torah. Pnei Yeshua says that the truth is that the avera that this goy did before he was megayer really has no relevance right now, because gerushin is gayer kikotin shenoy ledami zok to Pnei Yeshua dafka macholos asuros, which has a physical impact on the person that eats it. Because Macholas Asuris says, Mitamtem es Alev, that Timtum Halev doesn't go away when the Ger is Megayer. It's for that reason the Brisa mentioned that. You're going to tell him what? He once did certain Averis? Gershon is Gaid Kuncha, though. That's not me. That's the other guy. But as it relates to Machalas Asura, which is a Metzius, it's Matam Tumas Alev, the Timtum Alev doesn't go away. I mean that the Timtum Alev doesn't go away. That's why it was Dafka that was mentioned over here. The truth is that this Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua is not so Pashid. In the end of Masechtas Nazar, we spoke out, raid from my good friend Levi Chomsky. He had a diuk in a Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayis and the end of Masechtas Nazar, a Tosfos Yontif and Masechtas Avos, where it could be Gershon Iskari Kekunshin Neilodam, you find an halacha impacts even things that are Toloi B'mitzias. The Tosfos Yontif says that the Ben Arbaim Labina, 40 years after Ger is Megayer, that's when he becomes the Ben Arbaim Labina. What do you mean? He's 62 years old. Why should it be Toloi now? You think it's a Mitzias. When you reach a certain age, that's when you become smart. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. But I'll tell you just two interesting things. Number one, it's mavur in this Pnei Yeshua that even though when the Ger ate the Macholas Asuras, he ate it beheter, still it created a Timtum Alev. Meaning, so kedai techamino, that this that Macholas Asuras creates a Timtum Alev, that's when he eats it beisser. But to the extent that he's eating it beheter, maybe there's no Timtum Alev at all. And the truth is, this is something that's discussed ba'arichos by the poskim. I'll just tell you two marmakainas. The first is a taz in the end of Yerideya Simen Pei Aleph. The context over there is a well-known halacha. The Ramah says that a baby should not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. The Makor is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't or didn't want to nurse from the Menikios that were Mitzriyos. And the reason is because Pesha Asla Dabra Mashchina shouldn't be nursing from. But the point is, you see that there's some tumor associated with it. And it's for that reason, the Ramah says that Chol of mitzvahs kechol of Yisraelis, it's kosher. Mikomakom leyaniku tinek mena mitzvahs and efshe be Yisraelis. The chol of ovedes kechavim metamtem aleif umoyle loytevara. V'chein, the Ramah continues, loysoichal hameinekes afilu Yisraelis dvarim asurim. A meinekes, that's a Jewish woman, while she's nursing a child, she should not eat macholas asuras. Zok the Taz, nearly the farish. What's bothering the Taz? Of course, a meinekes Yisraelis should not eat dvarim asurim. Whether she's nursing or she's not nursing, it makes no difference. How could a Jewish woman eat non-kosher food? So all the poets can quote this task. That you see from this task, that the Ramah was talking about a woman that had a heter to eat machalos asuras. It was pekuach nefesh, for example. So it's definitely something that's okay. Afal Pikain says the Taz, the way he's being mefarish to Ramah, she shouldn't do it. You know why? Because at the end of the day, there's a metzius. The metzius is Timtum Alev, and when she nurses the baby, she's going to give over the Timtum Alev to the child. But I'll just tell you one classic Meshech Chochma. It's gewaldic. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vaschanan, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, V'hoyekiv Yach Hashem Alekecho, Elo Oretz Asher Nishba Lavisecho, Lavrom, B'yizchuk Uliyakiv, Losetcho, Orem Gidoilus, V'tevis Asher Lebanisa. Shem tells the Yidden, says Moshe talking, that Kiviyach Hashem Alekecha, you're going to enter the land, you're going to see over there, Orim Gedoylois, Vetoivois, Ashalei Bonisa. There's going to be a whole Medina, a Medina that you yourself didn't establish. Ubatim Leim Kol Tuf. And there are going to be houses that are going to be filled with Kol Tuf. Ashalei Milesa. Uboyreis Chatsuvim Ashalei Chatsavta. Kromim Vizesim, Ashalei Notata. Velchalta Visavata. Whatever you're going to see over there, you're allowed to take. Pasuk continues, Yishama lecha, but be careful. Pentishka chas Hashem Elokecha, asher etziyacha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim. But be careful that when you go and you have kol tov, you have everything, just make sure that you don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk pshat, if you look at all the mefarshei chumash, they explain the pasuk as follows. The pasuk says in Parshas Vazino, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. What happens when a person indulges too much? He forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pasuk. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Orim gedoylois v'toyves ha'shalei b'nisa. Ubatim leim kol tov ha'shalei milesa. It's going to be v'achalta v'savata. Yisham alecha. Comes with a warning. Pentishchach es Hashem ha'shalei tziyachem Eretz v'sayim v'beis avon. V'zokr me'e simcha. I'm going to tell you a different shot. The Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph says, a chiddush gadol. This that it says, that ubatim leim kol tov is l'rabbis. Anything the Yid found in the refrigerator of this Shegetz's house, who he just took when they entered, he was allowed to eat. Afilu kadlu de chaziri. Even if there was chazer, it's a gemara. It's a sugyo arucha in shas chulin daf yizayin amar aleph. The halacha was that you were allowed to take whatever you wanted. The Yid went into Eretz Yisrael. He had reshus to take anything that he wanted, even chazer. Zochter mei simcha, that's the next pasuk. If you're going to go in and you're going to eat kol tov, afilu kadli de chaziri, yishomer lecha. Now you have to be careful. Pentishka chas Hashem lekecha. Because by eating the machalas asurois, it causes timtum alev, and being that it causes timtum alev, you're all now to forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the hemshach. It's not the gashmias. It's not the ilam hazet. That's not the point. The point is, it's the kol tov. L'rabes afilu kadli de chaziri, like the Gemara says, achumi yizayin aman aleph, that's the oisver. But this is where a meir simcha, b'lashayne azov, is not shayach. Says with meir simcha, v'afilu meichle meheter, even though you're eating a beheter. What does he mean? So if you look on the bottom, they send you right away to the Taz. He means this whole shmooze, even though they're allowed to eat it. Bishlami, you're not allowed to eat chazer, it's matam to masaleh. But here you're allowed to. And then he says, v'lochein yichalul shabbos l'chayla, v'lo yachilenu nevim. What does meir simcha mean? He means a halach in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Shabbos, or Chaim Simen, Shin Chav Kes, Siv Katan Yud Dalet. You have a choylo sheyesh by sakana. You have to feed him. There's two options. There's a live animal, you can call a sheichet, he could shecht it, and you can give him kosher meat. Or you could take nevela that you already have shachet, you can feed him the nevela. On the one hand, nevela is a chay velav. To shecht an animal that's already chil Shabbos day raisa. That's mochomer. Stating that the Mechaber paskins, and it's based on a ran in the end of Masechtas Yuma, the Mechaber paskins that what's better to do? It's better to shecht the animal, not to give an avail. What's Pashup Shan in this ran? Rabbi Chanan Kovitz Aretz works with this many times, Mechas Chinuch many times, because even though chil Shabbos is more chomer than the Isin Avela, but chil Shabbos is an avail that you do once. You shecht the animal, you're Mechal Shabbos. Nevela yichayva kol kezayis for kezayis. And this is the ran that everyone quotes, that if you do a lav many times, it's more chamor than a loisa seishyesh b'misas bezin. It's for that reason, it's better to shech the animal, do one loisa seishyesh b'misas bezin, rather than be over lav for alkol kizayis v'kizayis. Zok, Reb Meir Simcha, b'lashayin ezav, I'm going to tell you a different shot. You know what the shot is? Because if you're mechal Shabbos, you were over navera. But being that it's hutshra, you have a right to do it, you're doing it in mepekoch nefesh, so really it's okay. But machal asuras, you see, that even if you do it beheter, it causes a roshem. There's a concept of a timtum alev. Being that there's a concept of timtum alev, so what's better? It's better to be mechal Shabbos, even if maybe it's more chomer, not to eat the nevela, which is going to cause timtum alev. Zok der, afilu meichlam behet, v'lochein yechal Shabbos l'choylo, v'lo yachilenu nevela. What's interesting is that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah on that halacha, shin chav chesiv katan yud dalet, the Mishnah Berurah starts off by saying, har beitamim nemru b'halacha zo. He says, many timing was set for this halacha. It doesn't bring Rameh Simcha's time. Rameh Simcha's saying that it's related to this nakuda. It's related to the Timtum Halev. And we will pick up on this note tomorrow.
The following raid bites are being added to the daf as in Yana Diyoma.
Reb Reuven Margolis, in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, from all places, says the following. Maisa v'Rabbi Eliezer, v'Rabbi Yeshua, v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Tarfon. Shall you mesubim the bnei brak? For you mesaprim the yitzias mitzrayim kol oisay alayla. Ad shabol talmideim va'amru lehem rabbi seinu higiyas man kriyish mashal shachas. Everyone knows this mishnah, which is in Masechtas Brachos, which is quoted right here in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's yodua that Rav Tzvi Hershchayes in his Hagoyis on Masechtas Sanhedrin daf lamid beis amid beis asks a nifla digakasha. The Gemara over there says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And from there you learn that a person should run after Tzadikin. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif. You should run after the Chachamim. And the Braisa gives us a little bit of insight into where different Gedolim live. So if you'd want to know where to find Rabbi Akiva, where you should go. And where to find Rebbe, where you should go. In that Braisa it says that if you want to find Rabbi Eliezer, so where should you run? Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif. Halech Acher Rabbi Eliezer Belud. So where did Rabbi Eliezer live? He lived in Lod. So Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes asked the kasha that Rabbi Eliezer said in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Mishabeach Ani Es HaAtzlonim. He says, I love to praise the Fole Chevra, the lazy people. Why? Because when it comes Yontif, they're lazy and they don't leave their family. They don't go away. So he said, Mishabeach Ani Es HaAtzlonim. You're allowed to go to the Rebbe on Yontif. We have all great bites on this. But this is Rabbi Eliezer's famous memory. Usually you think of a lazy person. It's hard to really find the silver lining. How are you going to be Mishabeach? You have to get up. You have to speak about a lazy guy. What are you going to say, Rabbi? Eliezer said, Mishabeach Ani Es HaAtzlonim. Ich kan geben Adrusha Fa'utzlo. Because you know why? This lazy guy, when it comes to Yontif, he's lazy. So he said, Mishabeach Ani Es HaAtzlonim. It's a fake, Rav Tzvi Hershchayes. He said, if that's the case,
What was Rabbi Eliezer doing in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis lived where? He lived in Lod. And Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah of Zayin Lamed Beis, Meshabeach, and Yeso Atzlonim. He held that it's wrong. You're not allowed to leave your house on Yontis. If that's the case, Maaser Rabbi Eliezer is in Bnei Brak. What is he doing in Bnei Brak? L'chayre, he's Meshabeach, Yeso Atzlonim, and he lives in Lod. So how did he make it to Bnei Brak? And Rabbi Tzvi Yerushchai says, his kasha is such a stark kasha, he blives sorich in Gotel. Now, it's good to know that in Ger, they say over from the Sfas Emes that Sfas Emes said that this Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer didn't happen on Leil Pesach, and this was one of his greatest rayas, this kasha. But Al Kabbalim, this is a greatest kasha of Tzvi Yerushchai is asked, and he blied Tzorich in Gadol. Says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, V'yesh Loimer. There's a Mishnah Mesechtes Maisa Sheni, Perikei Mishnah Tes, which usually sounds like a really Vilda Tzushtal. It happened to have been quoted in today's Naf, where the Mishnah tells a story. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel v'skeinim, shna yubayim b'sfino. Omelim Rabbi Gamliel v'skeinim, isa shani asad lamed, nasun loy v'yeshua, umukayim muskalai. Visa acha shani asad lamed, nasun loy v'akivim ben yoysim, k'deshi yizka bay laniim, umukayim muskalai. And the Gemara brought this Mishnah to teach me a halacha, or attempt to teach me a halacha, in the sugi of Agav. We mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that the big machloik is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to learn Pashup Shana of the Mishnah. Rashi says Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat, and he said, oy vey, oops, I chop right now, I have tevel, and it's not good, I have no choice. So quickly, my solution, my sa'ani, and he takes care of everything that he needed to take care of. Rabbeinu Tam had a bunch of kashas, a whole regime of bumbas that he asked on Rashi. Umitoich kach pirish Rabbeinu Tam, like you find so often, a whole different shot than the Zayda Rashi. He said, you want to know what happened over here? It was the Shas beer. And he said, because it was the Shas beer, Rabbi Gamliel had to be mekayim the mitzvah beer. And he was up against the clock. He had to do it this second. And because he had to do it this second, so he had no choice, so quickly he had to go ahead and he had to be mafresh. By the way, one of Rabbeinu Tam's rayas that he brought was that this Mishnah is in Perikei of Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. If you open up a Masechtas Maaseh Sheni and you learn Perikei, you know what the whole Perik talks about? The mitzvah beer. So Rabbeinu Tam said, look at the mokum is moichiach. That's what's going on. So said Rabbi Margolis, when was the Shas beer? It was twice a year. It was the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and it took place on Erev Pesach. It's a Mishnah in that fifth parak of Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. If Rabbeinu Tam says that this story, this Maaseh Shehoyah Kachoy, that the Mishnah tells me, happened in the Shas beer up against the clock, that means Klar, Rabbeinu Tam was Megalotos. So when did this take place? It took place Erev Pesach. So he says, listen to the story. Maaseh, you have a story with Rabbi Gamliel and all the Skeinim, we know who the Skeinim are, and they're on a boat, and they're arriving Mamish Achshav, Erev Pesach. Where did they arrive? Where was the port that they used to travel in and out of? It was in Yafo. So they arrive in Yafo now, and they have to go Prav Pesach. It's Pesach now. So they turn around, they say, okay, who lives closest to Yafo? Rabbi Akiva said, I do. I live in Bnei Brak. And he says, by the way, if you want to know how close Bnei Brak is to Yafo, okay, so you can, I guess, weigh it. But there's another way to do it, and that is, it's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The pasuk says Bnei Brak is al gvul Yafo. It's a pasuk in Tanakh. That's mamish where Bnei Brak is. Look it up. So it's mamish right there. So they all went to Rabbi Akiva. And he said, because they all went to Rabbi Akiva, so he says, that's why they were Rabbi Akiva. Avad Rabbi Eliezer is a Shabbat Chazat Slonim. Every year he used to prav a Pesach in Lod. But this was a story. He happened to have come. He arrived. He had no choice. He was stuck. And that's why he ended up where he ended. But he said, I have one kasha on this. What's his kasha? The Mishnah, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't mention Rabbi Gamliel. Over here was Rabbi Gamliel and the Skeinim. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Azariah, Kibra, Rabbi Tarfin. The Skeinim are all mentioned. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, who get shout outs in the Mishnah, Maisa Sheni, are mentioned. But Rabbi Gamliel's not mentioned. So if Rabbi Gamliel's not there, it's a little bit of a percha. But he says it's posture to me why Rabbi Gamliel wasn't there. He says the reason Rabbi Gamliel wasn't there is because Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch is in Aruch Haim Simen Tov Ayim Beis that if the Nasi's present, you're not allowed to sit Bahaseva. And these Skeinim wanted to sit Bahaseva. And in order for them to sit Bahaseva, it would have been necessary that Rabbi Gamliel not be able to prava the Seder with him. Said Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, that's why the Balagoda was Madgish. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Losin ben Azai, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Mesubin b'Bnei Brak. Why did they have to? Everyone knows they were Mesubin. What's the emphasis? What's the dog? There's no extra word here. Why do I have to know that they were Mesubin b'Bnei Brak? Shoyim b'Bnei Brak. Of course, the teretz is, because Kan HaBen Shoyel, pun intended, you're going to say that all these Tanaim were in Bnei Brak. How's Rabbi Eliezer in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Eliezer has to be in Lod, Mishabiach, and Yesad Slonim. The teretz is the Mishnah Maisa Sheni. But then you're going to have the follow-up question, now, where's Rabbi Gamliel? You know what the answer is? Shoyel Mesubin. And they want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of a Seba, and because they want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of a Seba, so he says that's why it had to play itself out the way it played itself out. This is the Ha'ara on the Agadah Shel Pesach. That's Negei today's daf.
It's just one other Ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara says, so why is Haluka Gadosh HaBakulon? Haluka is this, 10 Lashonos, and the Gadosh HaBakulon is Haluka. So the Gemara said, the reason is, Shekoilo Shem V'Shevach B'Vas Achas. Because Haluka has in it Shem V'Shevach. So what does that mean? The word Haluka has Shem, Ka, and it has Shevach, Halalu. So it's one word that's made up of Shem V'Shevach. And because it's made up of Shem, Natzeach is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Ashrei is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Mizmar is not made up of Shem V'Shevach. Haluka has Halalu, that's singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also has Ka. And the idea of Ka is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is above my pay grade. I'm being mocked in that. But the Hilchos Chasam Sofer right here on this Gemara says that there's something I want you to hear, so I think it's kedai to hear. This is what Chasam Sofer says. He says, Terem Novoy Ala Mechuvin, A Alfech Mashach Onani Hashem. And when the Chasam Sofer prefaces something with that, you know that this, you're in for a treat in terms of a little bit of a glimpse into the other side, and a little bit of a glimpse into what we call Pnimiyas HaTorah, and to the hafachba, vafachba, the kulaba, that what we're learning is literally on the surface, but it's so much deeper, and there's so much more. He says, da koire masko. He says, my intelligent reader, I want you to understand. We'll go through this inside. Ki eluah arba shemois. There are four shemois. Shem eke, eke asher eke, right? Eke, havaya, yudke vavke, aleph dala nun yud, and elohim. These four names are the koilulim hamarkavakul. Says that you have to know. Da kire maskel. Das darfst du verstehen. In case you don't know this, this is what you have to know. That when it comes to the Merkava, right? The Merkava, Yecheskel, Paragalev, Daftoiran, Shvuas, Maisa Merkava, you can't even learn the Maisa Merkava. But it's one thing the Chasam Sofer says, Maisa Merkava, Rablos Ben Arach. So he says, I need you to understand this one thing, that there's four shemois that make up the Merkava. And it's the shem Eke, Havaya, Aleph Dal Nun Yud Elohim. He says, the Gematria Shalahem, the gematria of these four shemes is Kuf Tzadik Ches. It's 198. So Havaya and Aleph Dal Nun Yud together are 91. It's 26 and 65, right? How do we know it's 91? Because that's why the Marsha says, God Elohim Amin Yoisim and Amavarech. Right? The person that says Amin to the bracha is better than the one that makes the bracha. Why? Because when you make a bracha, you're reading Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you're not saying Yud Kei Vav Kei. What you're saying is Aleph Dal Nun Yud. When you say Amin, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Says the Marsha, why? Because Havaya is Begematria 26. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Begematria 65. 65 and 26 is 91. 91 is the gematria of Amen. Amen is 91. So God Elohim Amen Yosem and Amavarech. Because when you're Mavarech, all you have is the Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You can't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. But when you say Amen, you have both. You have the Kri and the Ksiv. You have the Kri Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and you have the Ksiv. You also have Havaya. Elikim is the gematria 86. How do we know Elikim is gematria 86? That's easy, because Elikim is Midas Adin, and we know when the Yidu and Mitzrayim, the Shibud lasted how long? 86 years. How do we know it lasted 86 years? Because how old was Miriam when, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, she was 86 years old. Moshe was 80, we just learned that Aaron was 3 years old, it was 83, and Miriam was 3 years older than him. She was 86. When did the Shibud start? Vayimoru as Chayeyim, that's why Miriam was called Miriam, because of Vayimoru as Chayeyim. So she was called when the Shibud started. So the Shibud was 86 years old. 86 is Elikim, that's Midas Adin, those are the 86 years of Shibud Mitzrayim. And then, Eke is Begematria 21. So if you do the math, and you add it all up, you have 91 plus 86, so you're going to end up with 198. So the Gematria of these four Shemas that make up the Merkava, Eke, Havaya, Aleph Dal, Nun Yud, and Elikim, the total of the Gematria is 198. It says the Chasam Sofer, Ukshamashpia Matzinoiris Mizel Lezeh, Bemiluosam, when these four Shemas are all together, and there's Hashpois that are going through the channels from these four Shemas, from Eke to Havaya to Adnos to Elohim, whatever this means, Oz Yorid Shefo Bracha Yisrael. There's a tremendous Shefo Bracha to the Yidden. And he says, Chasam Sofer, that's why you'll notice that very often when you find Hashpoyis Toivis, it's associated with the number 198.
And the reason is because 198 is a symbol. It's a remez that Hashpoyes Toivis come from the four Shemus of the Merkava, Eke Havaya, Aleph Dal Nun Yud and Elikim, when some of their Mashpiyim Mizelezeb and Milu Oysam, when they're full Vitzinoyrois, and that's when the Yoyrit Shefer Brach of Israel says, Valkein Pesach, Pesach is Begematria Kuf Memchas. Pesach is Gematria 148. Al Shein says, what's the Cheshbon? Why is Pesach 148? So says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to explain to you the Tifkai. There's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Posachti ani ledoidi. Vedoidi chomagovar. I went to doidi. Right? I went to my doidi, Mambalipta. Vedoidi chomagovar. And doidi was hiding from me. Doidi was running circles around me. Doidi didn't want to see me. Doidi didn't want to see me. Says the Chassam Sofer, when the Yidim Mitzrayim, it was doidi chomagovar. They were in the Shar Memtes. They were about to fall into the Shar Nun Tumma. It was doidi chamagover. Ad shabob Israel Netuya. Till the Abishah came Israel Netuya, the Egbiyam Minun Shari Kedusha. And he took them into the Nun Shari Kedusha. Minun Shari Tumma. And he took them from the brink, from the precipice of being the Nun Shari Tumma. The Neged Zeh, it's for that reason that the Zohar Kodesh says, Nisker Nun Pomim Mitzias Mitzrayim Batay. Mitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah. It's a Zohar in two places, says the Chassam Sofer. Ukshet Tzaris Nun. The 50 Mitzias Mitzrayims. In Pesach, together with Pesach, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get 198. You know what else you're going to get? Nasa Pinchos. Pinchas is Pesach Nun. That's what Pinchas is. It's Pesach Nun. Shehu Elio. Pinchas is Elio. Shehu mitzapim balayla hazeh biyoyser. Levasra ala gula asidon. Because benisan asidon li God. And shvoy chamas chal God. We open the door. We hope every year that maybe Elio Novi is going to be standing there. Because Pinchas is begamachi kuf tzadik ches. Why is he begamachi kuf tzadik ches? Because Pinchas is Elio. And Elio is going to be mevasir psuris toivis yeshuas and achamis. And psuris toivis yeshuas and achamis are the ashpois and the bracha that comes to the yid. And it comes from the shem kuf tzadik ches. What's the shem kuf tzadik ches? It's ekav. Which together makes up the Shem of Kuf Tzadik Ches. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'lochein, I'll explain to you another thing, Koire Masko, my intelligent reader. Another thing that you can take out, Kishay Avram Ben Kuf, when Avram Avinu was 100 years old, the Sarah Bas Tzadik, and Sarah was 90 years old, and it came time for Avram Avinu to have a baby. So what did Abish to do? So what did Hashem do? Os Cholak and Kodesh Baruch Hu Yud, Shebis Sarah, L'Shnei Yosias. Hashem changed Avram's name, and Sarah's. Avram went from Avram to Avraham, and Sarah went from Sarai to Sarah. But had it happened, the Yud of Sarai came, and it was divided into two fives. Right? It was a 10 for two fives. That's what happened. So he ended up with two fives. Avraham got a hey, and Sarah, instead of a Yud, ended up Sarah. V'nasa and hey Avram, v'nasa Avram, v'nasa lo hey. It's a bracious rabbi, parashah mem zayin aleph. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what the significance was? In Pnimiyah Shebe Pnimiyah Satoira, because Avram was 100, Sarah was 90, that's 190. Aleph Beis Reish Mem, Sin Reish Yod is 7 Oisias. Together with the Oisias, it was 197. But they were ready to have Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak ki kor lecha zera. And all that spice of Klal Yisrael were going to come through Yitzchak. And they needed 198. Because 198 is the magic number for Hashpoyes Toivis. So the Eibishter took the Yud and he divided it into two Hays. So now it's Aleph Vez Reish Hey Mem Sin Reish Hey. It's 5 plus 3. What you end up together is with 8. Venimza Ata Chais Oisius B'Shem Avram Sarah. So today, if you take the 100 years of Avram and the 90 years of Sarah and the 8 Oisius, not the 7, he just switched it. The 8 Oisius of Avram and Sarah, you're gonna end up with 198. Do you know what happened? Yitzchak was born. But when was Yitzchak born? The Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. He was born on Pesach, because Pesach is Kuf Tzadik Ches. Because Pesach is Kuf Mem Ches, because it started Doidi Chomak Ovar, together with the 50 Askaris of Yitzias Mitzrayim. For Amr Sar Liyitz, that's why Sarah said, Tzchoik Asal Yelikin. Tzchoik, what's Tzchoik? Tzadik Ches Kuf. That's 198. Says the Chassam Sofer. This is Da Koyrimah. This is just the Hakdama that you have to have. You have to know a little bit, just a little bit. This is a little day, the Chassam Sofer is being megalotas. What's going on over here with these Shemus of the Merkava and exactly what it means Kuf Tzadik Ches? He says, "V'hinei kol adam et sheilu mesalol nirmazim b'teves haleluka." Now you're going to understand what haleluka is all about. Ketzad, k'shetechalik ha'teva l'shnayim. If you take haleluka, the word haleluka, you divide it into two. Timatze chetzia harishoyna halal. The first half is hey lamed lamed hillel or halal. What's the gematria of halal? Samechei. It's 65. Kishem Aleph Dalin Nun Yud Baruch Hu. V'chetzya Hasheni Vav Yud Hey. V'ka. What's the gematria? Chaf Aleph. It's Kishem Eke. That's the Shem Eke. V'chol HaTeva, if you add the whole Teva together, you add 65 and 21, it's Begematria Pei Vav, 86. Kishem Elikin. That's the Shem of Elikin. V'oisiyas Havaya B'toich HaTeva. The word Haleluka is made up of a Yud, and then a Hey, and there's a Vav, and then there's another Hey. Nichtovim Lehedya, the Shapir Kamar, that's what Chazal meant when they said, Shekoil Shem V'Shevach B'Vasachas. That's what it means. It's Koil Shem V'Shevach B'Vasachas. The Shem V'Shevach B'Vasachas means that in Haleluka, you have these four Shemes that make up the Kuf Tzadik Ches. You know, you read a Chassam Sofer like this. I recently spoke to the Reshiver of Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman. So I asked him if he has any Mises with Rab Aaron, the Zayd, the Rab Aaron Cutler, and the Chassam Sofer. So he told me a few Mises. I'll just mention one. He says he remembers that somebody came to Rab Aaron, a Bacher, and he asked Rab Aaron, where is Gven Gresa? Rab Kiva Eger to the Chassam Sofer. So he says, he remembers Rab Aaron jumped up. He said, where's Gresa, the Malach Michal to the Malach Gavriel? That was his answer. Hold on with that.